Faith is thanking God in advance. Say, God, remember I asked for a job a month ago? Thank you that the answer is on its way. I don't see it. I don't know where it's coming from, but I thank you that it's on the way. You turned off one faucet, you can turn on another just as easily. And so, God, I'm thanking you in advance. That is the source of miracles. Faith is thanking God in advance for the answer to the prayer before you get it.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of Pastor Rick's inspiring and beautifully illustrated book called The Purpose of Christmas. You can find out how by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word daily to 99000 for more information. That's the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Gratitude.
Now, the way God wired the universe, I love God. He's so cool. The way He has wired the universe is that when you give out and you help other people by showing appreciation and gratitude, God makes sure you always get back blessed more in return. And there are four personal benefits you get from developing radical gratitude. Would you write these down? These are the four things that will happen. If you will show gratitude in every circumstance, four things will happen in your life. Number one, first benefit, it keeps me in God's will. You won't have to doubt whether you're in God's will or not. If you're giving thanks to God in every situation, you are in the center of God's will. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to question. Giving thanks to God is not and to others is not a duty. It's a privilege. And the alternative is disobedience. This keeps you in God's will. Number two, it makes me better, not bitter. Particularly when times are tough. If you'll learn to have the attitude of gratitude in every situation, no matter what happens, you say, God, I'm going to give thanks in this situation. It will make you better, not bitter. Now, every one of us here and in all of the Saddlebacks and all the different venues, every one of you have an excuse to be bitter. I didn't say a reason. I said, you got an excuse. Because we've all been hurt. We've all had difficulties. All things haven't gone the way we wanted them to. And you could get bitter. But you don't want to be bitter. You want to be better. So you need to be grateful instead of bitter that God can bring good out of it. Now, let me tell you something. 33 days left before we start the new decade. Do not take any grudge of the last decade into the next. It's foolish. Whoever you're holding a grudge against, whoever you still resent, whoever you haven't forgiven, you let it go now because you don't want to take last decade's grudge into tomorrow. That's foolish because at the end of the next decade, you'll just be more bitter person than you are now. Whoever has hurt you, whoever has harmed you, you need to let it go. You need to forgive them, not because they deserve it. You didn't deserve God's forgiveness. Let it go so you can get on with a clean slate. Do not take yesterday's grudges into tomorrow's decade. I beg you as your friend and pastor. Number three, third benefit of radical gratitude is it defeats the devil. So how does that work? Well, let me explain it. It defeats the devil because the devil loves to mess you up. Now, the devil's got your number. And what he likes to do is to get you angry, get you upset, get you irritated. He likes to get you depressed, discouraged. He likes to get you jealous, envious, greedy, lustful. He likes to do all these different things. And he knows your buttons. And so he has figured you out. And he knows that if he can just push this button, you'll get angry, you'll get irritated, you'll lose your joy, you'll lose your peace, you'll lose your love, you'll lose your connection with God. And so he pushes that button. Now, what Satan does not like to do, he hates for you to do, is to thank God. He can't stand to hear you thank God. He can't stand to hear you praise God. So when you, if he does something in your life and you thank God in it, it gets him off his game. Because his idea is, I'm going to do this, push this button, and it'll make them irritated. But if I push this button, and every time I push this button, they just say, well, I'm going to thank God in the situation, he's going to stop doing it. Does this make sense? You see, it's like Pavlov's response. If you keep doing something and he keeps getting a result from it, he'll keep doing it. And if there's somebody in your life who irritates you, and he knows that, he'll just keep bringing that person into your life and irritate you and irritate you and irritate you. Because, God, that one works. Well, let's do that one again. But if every time that person starts to irritate you, you go, oh, God, I thank you in this irritation. I'm just so grateful for you because I know that even in this, you can teach me patience. You can teach me love. I can learn that this isn't that big a deal. I can learn it's not about me. I can learn to be more unselfish. I can give you 100 reasons that I can learn from this situation. Now, this is not our normal response. Okay, friends, I have ADD, which means you can be scatterbrained. It also means you can be intensely focused. And when I get intensely focused on a project and somebody interrupts me, I don't naturally say, oh, thank God for this interruption. I'm just not that way. Or when somebody irritates me, oh man, I love this irritation, bring it on. But here's the thing, if you can learn to thank God in everything in your life, you just shut out the devil. He starts irritating you over here and you go, I'm just not gonna let that bother me anymore. I'm just gonna go, Lord, instead of being irritated by that person, I'm gonna pray for that person. I'm gonna thank God for that person. I'm gonna thank God for you, and I'm gonna thank God for the lesson of learning. Satan has to move to Project B. He starts trying to irritate you, get your goat, get you to lose your joy here. Lord, I'm going to thank you in this situation. So he starts moving over here. Lord, I'm going to thank you in this. If you learn to thank God in everything, you develop basically a wall of thanksgiving, a wall of praise around you that frustrates the devil no end because he can't get at you. Because no matter what he does, you're not getting ticked anymore. You're just going, thank you, God. I don't know why this is happening. I don't like it, but I'm going to trust you, and I thank you. And you praise God in every situation, and there's no way for him to get at you. And it defeats the devil. Number four, the fourth benefit is it causes miracles. Gratitude is the source of miracles. It is the cause of miracles. Why? Because faith is thanking God in advance. Now listen real closely. When God does something for me and I thank God for it after it's happened, that's called gratitude. When I thank God for an answer to prayer before I get it, that's called faith. Faith is thanking God in advance. In other words, the Bible says in the book of Mark, where Jesus said, when ye pray, believe that ye have received it and ye shall have it. What does that mean? He said, I got to believe I got it in order to get it. Yep. That's called faith. If you wait till after you've got it to thank God, that's called gratitude. If you thank God before you get it, that's called faith. Faith is thanking God in advance.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Christmas is right around the corner. Where has the year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Let us send you a hardcover copy of this inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.
Here's Pastor Rick Warren.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing this broadcast, and for your faithful prayers, especially your financial support. God is using you in a mighty way to get the message of hope out to a world that's desperately in need of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
When you give to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope broadcast, you're supporting the program that received the Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. This prestigious award was presented to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope by the National Religious Broadcasters, which is the association for all Christian communicators, including film, radio, television, and digital media all around the world. So we are humbled and honored that our peers in broadcast ministry have selected Daily Hope for this award. We're also honored to be associated with the great legacy of Billy Graham. Most of all, we thank you so much for making it possible. Without you, this broadcast would have never happened.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
If you learn to thank God in everything, you develop basically a wall of thanksgiving, a wall of praise around you that frustrates the devil no end, because he can't get at you. Because no matter what he does, you're not getting ticked anymore. You're just going, thank you, God. I don't know why this is happening. I don't like it, but I'm going to trust you and I thank you. And you praise God in every situation, and there's no way for him to get at you. And it defeats the devil. Number four, the fourth benefit is it causes miracles. Gratitude is the source of miracles. It is the cause of miracles. Why? Because thanking faith is thanking God in advance. Now listen real closely. When God does something for me and I thank God for it after it's happened, that's called gratitude. When I thank God for an answer to prayer before I get it, that's called faith. Faith is thanking God in advance. In other words, the Bible says in the book of Mark, where Jesus said, when ye pray, believe that ye have received it and ye shall have it. What does that mean? You said, I got to believe I got it in order to get it. Yep. That's called faith. If you wait till after you've got it to thank God, that's called gratitude. If you thank God before you get it, that's called faith. Faith is thanking God in advance. Now, let's just take a practical subject. Let's say in the next decade, you want to get married. Now, a lot of people don't pray for a partner. They whine for a partner. Oh, God, I need a husband. Oh, God, I don't. You just let him have a heartbeat. I don't care. Okay, he could look like Rick Warren for all I care, you know. And I just let him be alive, God. And you're whining. God doesn't answer whines. Okay, he doesn't answer whines. Here's how you pray over a long term. Now, first, why do you have to keep praying over and over and over? Because God says be persistent in your prayer. Are you trying to beat God down, trying to convince him that you need a husband? No. God wants to answer your prayer more than you want it answered. God is waiting on you. He's not you waiting on him. He wants to make some changes in you, some radical changes in you to get you ready for the answer for whatever prayer you're asking. And when you're ready, he can answer your prayer. So what you do is you ask once and then you just keep thanking God in advance. God, you know what I need. I need a new job. And now you don't just keep saying, by the way, God, I need to remind you, I need a new job. God, I need a job. Hello. No, God heard it the first time. Faith is thanking God in advance. Say, God, remember I asked for a job a month ago? Thank you that the answer is on its way. I don't see it. I don't know where it's coming from, but I thank you that it's on the way. You turned off one faucet, you can turn on another just as easily. And so, God, I'm thanking you in advance. That is the source of miracles. Faith is thanking God in advance for the answer to the prayer before you get it. This is what Jesus did in the miracles. One of the stories of Jesus, I told you a couple weeks ago about how Jesus had a friend named Lazarus who got sick. And his sisters, Mary and Martha, sent a note to Jesus, said, Jesus, your good friend Matthew's sick. You better come on over and come over and heal him. Jesus was one day from their house, one day's walk. And as I told you a couple weeks ago, he took 3 days to get there. I don't know what he was doing for 3 days, skipping around and picking flowers or telling jokes, but it took him 3 days to get to where his best friend was dying. And by the time he gets there, Lazarus is dead and they've buried him in a cave. They didn't bury him in the ground in those days. They carved caves out of the limestone walls and they rolled a stone in front of it. Now, Jesus wasn't in a hurry. Why? Anytime God is not in a hurry in your life, he wants to do something bigger. Jesus didn't want to heal Lazarus. He wanted to raise him from the dead. More glory for God. Anytime God has taken his time, he wants to do something bigger than you have been thinking of. So he gets there, and they've already buried him. They say, Lord, it's too late. We already buried the guy. We wrapped him up, you know, like in those grave cloths, like a mummy, and put him in the cave. And Jesus says, open up the cave. And then is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. I memorized it as a little boy. And Mary says, but Lord, he stinketh. I thought that was such a cool verse when I was a kid. One of the only verses I memorized in the Bible. But Lord, he stinketh. Well, duh, he's been dead for 3 days. Okay, and they're not embalming. And it's in the Mediterranean and it's hot. And Jesus walks up and he says, move the stone out of the way. And here's what Jesus says. He looks in the cave and he says, Lord, he's talking to the Father. He says, Father, I thank you that you've already heard me. He didn't ask God to raise Lazarus. He didn't beg God to raise Lazarus. He said, I thank you, Lord, that you've already heard me. And I'm just saying this aloud so the people around me will publicly know that I am who you say I am and that you sent me. And so they may know that I am the one. And then he says, Lazarus, come forth, come out. And today he would say, Lazarus, come on down. And Lazarus comes walking out. Now, I love it that he had to say Lazarus, because if Jesus had just said, come out, every dead person in Jerusalem would have come out of the tombs. Okay. So he had to be specific. Lazarus, come out. And he comes out and he says, take the grave clothes off him, loose him, and let him go. The point was, he thanked God, the Father, in advance. And when you start doing this, you're moving to a new level of maturity. You're moving to deeper spiritual roots. Now, some of you have lost your joy, and you're not as close to God as you used to be. You need to get you know how you get it back? Gratitude. Get a new believer around you and just get around them and you'll start getting excited again. Or go out and watch a baptism and let it remind you of when you were baptized. You know, it's kind of like going to a wedding. You ever gone to a wedding and all of a sudden you like fall in love with your wife again? You know, it's like you go there and you go, oh, you know, it's something you see other people in love. You go, I want to be that way. And when you see somebody baptized, you get around a new believer, it gets your spark back. And remember what you were like before, you know. See, the longer you're a believer, the more you take for granted. All those answered prayers, all the great things in your life, the first time you had an answered prayer, you're going, wow. But now you get an answered prayer, you go, well, that's typical. And when you went through a tough time the first time and God really helped you, I go, man, that really helped. Now it's happened so many times, you take it for granted. You need to get your roots deeper. And I invite you to join me on a radical journey, the journey of deeper Christian roots. Let's bow our heads. As we begin this new decade in just less than a month now, about a month, you're going to need Christ in your life. If you've never opened your life to him, you need to say this right now. Jesus Christ, I don't understand it all, but I want to put my faith in you. I want to trust you to know your plan for my life. I ask you to forgive me. Thank you for dying for me. I don't understand that, but I want to get to know you and love you and trust you. Would you pray, Lord, I want to honor you this week. I want to start every day with gratitude. I don't want my feet to touch the ground without saying, thank you, God. And Lord, I want to build relationships. I want to get closer to some people. Help me to be grateful for them, to express gratitude to the people I want to be close to in my small group, in my family, in my fellowship. And Lord, you know the tough times I'm going through, and I'm going to thank you just like Habakkuk did. Even though everything goes wrong, I will still thank you. I want to develop my faith and trust you, believing that you know what's best and I don't. I want to serve other people this week by raising their value, by appreciating them. And Lord, I want my life to be a witness. I want you to use me to be a positive person this week, expressing gratitude wherever I'm working, wherever I'm playing. Make a difference through me, a radical difference. And I pray this prayer in your name. Amen.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again and to find out more about this ministry, or to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Wow, Christmas is right around the corner. Where has this year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. And that's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
You know, this month on Daily Hope, we're offering to send you a special copy of my book called The Purpose of Christmas. I wrote this book to help you come to a deeper understanding of God's love for you by explaining the three purposes of Christmas that were announced by the angel at the birth of Jesus. The angel announced a time of celebration. I bring you good news of great joy. Salvation, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And reconciliation, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. I'll send you the hardback edition of this book, The Purpose of Christmas, with the color illustrations as our special thank you for your gift of support to Daily Hope Ministries. Daily Hope is a 100% listener-supported ministry, so if you can help us continue to spread the good news through this broadcast, I'd appreciate any gift that you can send this Christmas. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Let us send you a hardcover copy of the inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas, by Rick Warren. It's our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope, and we're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Christmas is right around the corner. Where has the year gone? You know, a lot of us stress out around this time of year, losing sight of the real meaning of the season. That's why we'd like you to know about Pastor Rick's book called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick shows you how Christmas is designed to meet your three deepest needs and how receiving God's three Christmas gifts to you this year will transform your life forever. This book is one to be read every Christmas and to be shared with your friends who may not know the true meaning of Christmas. Let us send you a hardcover copy of this inspiring and beautifully illustrated book, The Purpose of Christmas, by Rick Warren, as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. We're sure that God will use it to stir up hope, peace, and gratitude in your heart this Christmas season. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks in advance for your support.